B. Reading and culture. Read and answer the questions. When Rebecca flew the nest last year, her parents were both worried that she might be lonely living all by herself for the first time. When Christmas came around, they bought her a present she really hadn't been expecting. A dog! They said it would keep her company and look after her too. Considering it was only about 30 centimetres tall, Rebecca didn't think it looked much like a guard dog. So, suddenly, Rebecca had found herself lumbered with a pet she hadn't asked for, and it was also really hard work looking after another living thing. She couldn't get up early to go to yoga in the mornings now because she had to walk Raffles, that's what she named the dog, and she couldn't decide to go out spontaneously after work either because she had to walk Raffles again. Neither her mum nor her dad had thought this through properly. They'd obviously got carried away. They always had been rather impulsive. Rebecca was considering giving Raffles away to someone who would love him more. She could just tell her parents he'd run away, couldn't she? Then one morning, Rebecca woke up feeling pretty unwell. She was exhausted and she was aching all over. Perhaps she had a cold, she thought. Both her boss and her assistant had been off work with something recently too. Actually, there'd been an email the other day about a case of measles in the office, hadn't there? She'd meant to find out from her mum if she'd ever had the vaccination. Measles is highly contagious, and if she hasn't been vaccinated, she could easily have contracted it. Wait a minute. Raffles had definitely been feeling under the weather too. Dogs can't get measles, can they? Rebecca stumbled out of bed and ran to look for Raffles, who was whining by the fireplace. Just like that, Rebecca realised she was more worried about Raffles than about herself. The dog had finally won her over. She decided that both she and Raffles needed to seek help, so she rang up the doctors and the vets and made appointments for herself and Raffles respectively. She was more nervous about seeing the vet than the doctor and had to laugh at herself when she realised how upset she was getting about the dog. Just then, Raffles leapt on her and licked her all over her face. She knew then that she had made the decision to keep him and had fallen head over heels for that scrappy little thing.